The massive project to bring true broadband internet coverage to the Bristol Bay region by 2013 got a big boost recently with the selection of a group of contractors. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
GCI's wholly owned subsidiary, United Utilities, announced Monday that Marsh Creek LLC has been chosen as the prime contractor to construct 11 microwave communication sites as part of GCI's Terra Southwest project. Those sites include 4 mountaintop microwave towers and 7 towers in villages in the Bristol Bay region. Marsh Creek is a Small Business Administration 8A company based in Anchorage and is jointly owned by the Kaktovik and Nupiat Corporation and the Anchorage-based company Solston XP. John Ely is the chief operating officer for Marsh Creek, and he confirms the company specializes in remote construction projects.
The remote site construction in Alaska is probably our greatest area of revenue, and it's certainly one of our specialty areas. We're very good at going to places that are hard to get to and doing projects that are hard to accomplish.
He confirmed that work is already underway to get ready for 2011.
We are staging to start our construction operations this spring, and we are hoping to have our portion of construction completed by the fall. Obviously, there are a lot of moving pieces in a project like this, and permitting's one of them.
The other key contractors on the Terra Southwest project include HECO Services and Southwest Alaska Contractors. Craig Johnson is the Director of Rural Broadband Development for GCI, and he says it was important that the lead contractor and the other contractors that will do the work on the project had ties to the state of Alaska.
We feel like we've selected a team of Alaskan-based contractors that really have good experience in Alaska. The local hire is very important to us.
Much of the Terra Southwest project will be located on land controlled by the federal government, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is currently preparing an environmental assessment. Johnson anticipates the environmental assessment to be completed in the first few months of next year.
We are right now working with the agencies to schedule some meetings in February out in Dillingham and Togiak and Good News Bay, making sure that we're taking into account all of the environmental effects of the project and doing it right.
The preparation of the environmental assessment is not expected to delay the first part of the project slated for actual construction, which is the laying of fiber optic line from Igiagek to Leavelock. Construction of that part of the project is scheduled to begin next month. Another aspect of the large Terra Southwest project includes an upgrade to the existing DeltaNet regional microwave network in the YK Delta region. The part of the project that will run through the Bristol Bay region will feature microwave and fiber optic technology to serve 22 communities in the region. Those two parts of the project will then connect to the existing broadband network on the Kenai Peninsula and in the Anchorage area through a fiber optic line that will run beneath Cook Inlet. The Terra Southwest project is funded by $88 million in loans and grants that came to GCI through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The current plan is to have the entire Terra Southwest project up and running by 2013. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.